What's up, y'all? So today's topic is a touchy topic. I'm gonna be talking about mental health in 2023. I think that's a conversation we all should have. It would have been good to have people come on the podcast and just give their own thoughts and opinion on how they're coping with 2023, and not even just 2023, I mean all of last year as well, to really the start of COVID all the way leading up until now. I mean, I think we all can say that it touched everybody in the whole world when COVID hit, and it caused people to have anxiety, caused people to be depressed. A lot of divorces, a lot of breakups was happening, just a lot of stuff was going on, and then with politics and just different things or whatever like that was pulling at you as well. So we have definitely been through a lot, that I can say we all can agree to, right? Mental health for me, 2023, when you guys look at me, for the ones that follow me on my IG, you see a girl that is smiling, that has a great personality, always talk about her kids and cooking and watching movies and having dates and stuff with my kids and going out with girlfriends and stuff and hanging out. And it seems great, right? Because it is great. I mean, it's not a bad thing. That helps me, actually, versus just sitting up cooped up in my room all the time and all I have is my thoughts, and my thoughts just go on and go on and go on, and I don't really have crazy thoughts or whatever, but just sometimes it can be just overwhelming. Prices have went up. I don't get food stamps, y'all. They told me a long time ago I make too much money, and I'm like, no, I don't make enough. My bills are freaking high. It's out of this world. Who's paying all this? Apartment is pretty much right. It's pretty much almost close to $1,800. Which is more than people's mortgages. It's crazy. Again, groceries. I remember at one point I was able to go to Walmart and get, they used to sell those eggs that came 24. Them things was $5 some change. And it's when you walk into Walmart, the fact that they went up to $15, $16 is crazy. It's why is eggs so high? Why is everything high? Why aren't people really and truly talking about how high the prices are? You hear the talk, but you don't hear the talk. When COVID came out, we heard about COVID. We felt everything with COVID. We're feeling all of this now. It's talked about, but it's not really talked about. And my whole thing is, you got families, including myself, that's out there that, is pretty much struggling to make sure that their kids is good, make sure that they're good, and you damn near got to get 3 or 4 jobs in order to support, your habits, the kids' habits, along with paying your bills and just making sure you're straight. It is a lot out here. It's a lot to deal with within itself. Last year was pretty much my breaking point, because I'm just what am I gonna do? My first job, I get paid well, but it's not enough. Y'all know I like to look good, and I don't, my clothes is not expensive at all. I'm not a materialistic girl. I'm just not. I like to smell good more than anything. So my perfume is going to be expensive and name brand and all that. But when it comes to clothes and stuff, I put on some legs. I can make anything look good. You know what I'm saying? So clothes was never the issue for me. Just being able to provide for my kids and make sure that they're good. And, being able to get stuff that they want. Again, it's nothing that they need. It's just stuff that they want. And I may have to be oh, no, I'm not going to be able to get it this week. Maybe next week. And then a bill will jump out of nowhere and be oh, you forgot about me. You forgot about me. And then I'm just oh, Lord. You don't want to keep pushing a lot of bills behind, because all you're doing is just, it's just going to keep adding on top of each other. And you're going to find yourself in a funk. And just last year for me, it just like really like took me out of it. Like I remember calling or trying to call people that was really close to me. Okay, I'm lying. I tried to call one person that is like all the way into our Heavenly Father, and I know that she would pray over me, which is my beautiful sister-in-law. Again, if you guys follow me on Instagram, like we're always pretty much hanging out. She prays, she stays in her Bible. She always put God first before anything. And, you know, I do the same thing as well, too. I don't think I go as hard as she does, but I definitely keep God close by. I pray every morning before I leave. When I get on the road, I pray. And a lot of times I just have conversations with him or just to, I sing to him, too, like, you know, listen to gospel music. But anyway, yeah, it was just a night where I was just like having a nervous breakdown, like, oh my God, like my kids are looking up to me, and I'm like, it's a lot. It's pressure because it's just like you got kids that is like looking up to you. You are the hero, you know what I'm saying? There's nobody else but just you. I am a single mom, you know, and like I always like say, single mom by choice. You know, I just chose my happiness more than anything else, and it's nothing wrong with that. I don't have any drama with my ex or anything like that. I just decided that it was just the best thing for me to do. Now, knowing that, I knew getting back out this world, I knew it was going to be tough, but it's like, gee whiz, like I could not catch a break. And I remember trying to call her and she did not answer the phone. And sometimes I think about people that really need somebody to answer before they like really lose their mind. And not that I was losing my mind, but I was really at a depressed state, y'all, where it's just like, I just can't. I just need to hear somebody's voice to tell me that it's okay. And she was the only person that I wanted to call, nobody else. And she sent that text message, and that like really broke my spirit. It broke my spirit because I really needed her, like, right then, you know? The most important time that I needed her, she wasn't there. And, no, I definitely do not fault her. People have their own lives. And it wasn't like she didn't answer and didn't respond. Like, she sent me a text and was like, I'm going to call you in a few. You know what I mean? And I just sent her a text back and I said, don't worry about it, don't call. I'm saying all that to say, you know, we all sit here and tell people to have faith in God and believe in God. And we need to be telling ourselves that. I think we get so caught up in the world sometimes and just, you just got to hear a voice. Like, you just got to be hearing somebody, like, hearing that voice versus just really putting all your problems into God, because he's the one that's going to be able to fix everything. When I tell you everything, everything. I've been in situations where I be looking like, It's just no way. Can't nobody tell me there's not a God. And, yeah, she didn't answer the phone. She sent a text message. And once I told her, you know, don't worry about responding back, I just remember something, a voice telling me, play gospel music. And I did. I stopped crying. Like, instantly I stopped crying. And I was okay, you know, and I let her know, you know, I'm okay. And that helped me sleep. Like, I was so calm once I listened to that. And I think that was just God's way of saying, no, she's not going to be there for you like I am. So now you got to come to me. Now you got to, you know, come to me and just have faith in me. Because I've always been here. I've never left you. And I think a lot of people have definitely this year gotten closer to God and started going to church, or whether you're going to church, virtual church, either way it goes. I think a lot of people have built that relationship with our Heavenly Father. And I just think that it's very important to do, because not all the time the people that you want to talk to is going to be there when you need them the most. So my advice is, if you're going through anything, just speak out loud what you're going through. Write it down what you're going through. Listen to some meditation music, gospel music, whatever soothes you or helps you sleep, or whatever it is that keeps you calm. If it's your babies and you just want to hold on to them, do that. I recommend not crying though, because you know, when your kids see you cry, they take that feeling and it makes them sad to see you sad, and they don't understand exactly what it is that you're going through. I do cry for the most part behind closed doors. But in front, I put on this, you know, this wrong face. But at the same time, I like to be real and honest with my kids and let them know, hey, it's okay to cry. It's okay to feel overwhelmed. It's okay to feel like X, Y, and Z. You know what I mean? Because I am doing it literally on my own. It's just it's what it is. I have help. I do, but I don't like to really get help, you know, because I just feel like I'm a grown-ass woman. I need to be able to do things and handle things myself. But if it boils down to it, I will definitely get the help from my family. But it's just like sometimes it's just hard, if that makes sense. It's very overwhelming. 2023 has taught me a whole lot. It's taught me things that honestly I've already knew. I just needed a push to make me go in the right direction. And that's just pretty much what it is. You guys, stay focused. Stay in tune. Stay in the now, not in the present. Do whatever makes you happy. If you need to let people go, let them go. Because most times anyway, they're going to either eventually let you go or the relationship is just going to spread out anyway. So you might as well go ahead and nip it in the bud, right? And that's just another thing as well, too. That's another topic to get into. But I just feel like, you know, you have certain people that will be there to your rescue. And you got some people where you're always being there for them and they're never there for you. You know? Have I experienced that? Yes and no. But I want to say 85% no. Because for the most part, the people that's in my life are people that really do care about me. But I also learned too that people that's been around me for years and years and years are the ones that you gotta just watch out for certain people. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you think they're there for you and they're trying to be genuine. Whole time they're praying on your downfall. They like to see you down. They don't want to see you up, because it also helps them. And it's sick. It sounds so sick, but seriously, like, people feed off of that. When they see you down, it's like it gives them some type of energy, some type of boost. Like, yeah, you know, she's down and I'm up and blah, 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 you know? It's fucked up, but that's just the world we live in. It's a fucked up world. People become fucked up. And, yeah. But mental health is definitely no joke. If you do not trust family or a friend that you can just sit down with and just, you know, pour everything into them and they give you good feedback, if you don't trust anybody with your information, I definitely do recommend getting some counseling. I know my job offers it for free. Have I ever gotten counseling before? Well, 2023, no. Would not mind though, because I think it's good to talk to people. I don't really trust people like that. And I know my friends or whoever is going to listen to this and be like, girl, what? You tell us everything. I don't. It's a lot of stuff that I just prefer to keep to myself. I don't think it's really anyone else's business. For number one. Number two is just like how would it benefit them with me sitting down sharing information that's so sensitive, you know? So for the most part, I do enjoy being alone. I don't really like to be around a big crowd like that. I'm not the girl that's like, gotta have 12 best friends and we all go on trips. Like, I'm so not like that. Just give me two real females and, you know, we'll be good. I can honestly say out of this whole time, I just sit back and I just observe a lot of people and how they move and just how it is. And all honesty, for me, it's me and my kids. That's just honestly the truth. It's me and my kids. I don't look at nobody else. And of course, you know, I got my mom, my dad, whatever, but just like overall, just looking is literally me and my kids. A lot of people is probably not going to agree with this on what I'm saying, but guess what? It is what it is. And I said it, you know, seriously, it's just what it is. I don't trust going to somebody with certain information, you know, something that is so close to me and that could possibly hurt me or break me down, tear me down even more. People feed off of stuff like that. And just over time, you know, you sit back and you analyze people and it's like, yeah, that person's just really not for me. Well, I'm cutting them loose. Sometimes it be time to like really cut people loose. That goes for relationships, situationships, familyships, friendships. Like, seriously, your happiness is everything. Never stop what you're doing for somebody else to make them happy. It's all about what you want to do and how you want to make yourself happy. But I'm not going to talk too long, you guys. Again, mental health is real. It's very much real. And, yeah, I'm not going to talk you guys' head off. We do have another episode, podcast. I'll make sure I bring somebody else on so they can kind of, you know, give their input on whatever it is I may have missed out on. But I'm just telling you guys about me, okay? I will continue to pray for you guys. I'll pray for the world. And just know that God loves you. People close to you love you. Even if, you know, they don't say it, but they show it. They love you. And just continue to keep pushing and enjoy life. Talk soon.